We are in Siman Reish Pei Ches. We're up to Siv Gimel, and we'll be doing Gimel and Dalet. Adam Amisana B'chol Yom. Someone who fasts daily. V'achilu B'Shabbos Sarulo. And when he eats on Shabbos, it causes him pain. B'pnei Shinui Veset. Because it's a change of schedule. Pirish Dava Kavua. Yesh Omrim. There are those who say, Sharo Kamach Sidim V'Anshei Ma'isa. They saw some chsidim and manshei ma'isa she's anu b'shabbes mitamze who fasted on Shabbos. Meaning, it was not that they were fasting in order to torture themselves. They were not fasting for tshuva. They were not fasting for tefillah. They were fasting. They weren't even fasting. They just weren't eating, because since all week long they did fast, eating on Shabbos would be something their body wasn't used to. So it would be pain. It would be tzar. So as their own Shabbos, they didn't eat on Shabbos. V'chein omru shekachay also Rabbi Yehuda Chassid Zal. They say that Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid did just that. But for somebody that does not have pain when he eats, it's just that he'd like to fast out of tshuva, that's also on Shabbos. Sivdalid, mutter le'esanas bo tainas cholim. One is allowed to fast a tainas cholim kadei shi kora gzardino, in order that they tear up the gzardin in heaven. So a tainas cholim is assuming that there are cholomis that people have, there are dreams that people have that are some form of nevuah. Hashem is being magala to them that there's a gzardin in Shemayim and that they're being warned that they have to do tshuva. And as a result of it, what they're supposed to do is fast. The tzorach lisanos, so what do? They fast on Shabbos. And the tzorach lisanos biyom rishon kadei shiyiskaper lo mashabitel oneg Shabbos. They also have to fast on Sunday as a kapara for having fasted on Shabbos. What if the person just does not have the strength to fast 2 days in a row? Lo yisana biyom alef, he shouldn't fast on Sunday, v'yisana acharkach, but as soon as possible, he should fast. Now, this halacha includes several different things. So let's go in order the way the Mishnah Berurah brings them down. Number one, what happens if Reuven dreams about Shimon? Who does the fasting? The Mishnah Berurah holds that really Shimon is the one that's supposed to fast. Unless Reuven doesn't tell Shimon about it, in which case he'll fast. But if Reuven does tell Shimon that he has a scary dream about Shimon, then Shimon is the one that's supposed to fast. However, that's only on a weekday. On Shabbos, you don't fast because someone else had a dream about you. In terms of Reuven, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's only if he didn't tell Shimon, then he should do the fasting. Now, when someone fasts on Shabbos, he should spend the entire day in Torah and Tefillah. He should be learning all day. The Mishnah Berurah brings a Seder Hayom who says that you're allowed to say Vidui on Shabbos when you're fasting. With regard to a Tainis Chalom altogether, Ubris Umeinikos, women that are pregnant or nursing, they should not be fasting, especially if they have Tsar doing it. And that goes for anyone that's really weak. They're supposed to be Podit Bitztaka. Also, we're going to see a little bit later what kind of dreams we worry about. One thing is clear. If you dream about something that you worried about or thought about by day, then your dreams are just a reflection of what you saw by day, and they're not prophetic at all. Now, going back to fasting on Sunday, what did we say? That if somebody did fast on Shabbos, Atanas Chalom, he's supposed to be fasting on Sunday as a kapara for it. What if that day is a fast day? Say, what if Sunday is Asara B'Tavis and someone fasted on Shabbos the day before that? You know, what if Sunday is some kind of fast day? So that's a machlokis. Some say that it counts as if he fasted as a kapara for fasting on Shabbos. Others say he'll have to fast another day. The Mishnah Berurah says that if it's difficult to fast an extra day, one can be somach on it. What happens if the day he dreamt was a tainis tzibur? That for sure is yotz. Meaning, if someone has a dream the night of a tainis tzibur, the halacha is that his fast that day is enough of a kapara and he doesn't have to worry about it. Now, this halacha of fasting because you want to get a kapara for fasting on Shabbos, that's only when you fasted l'shem tzom, such as a tainis chalom. Whereas back in the previous sif, where people were fasting because they had a hard time eating because they were used to fasting for tshuva during the week, there their fast on Shabbos was not a tzom. Their fast on Shabbos was their own Shabbos. They do not have to go and fast on Sunday to make up for it. Back now to the Ramah. Says the Ramah, HaGov, HaKol Shkirim, HaYubi Yom Rishon, Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, O Purim, O yondif avil yondif sheni shel golius shein lasanos ad achakach. If someone fasted a tanis chalom and Shabbos, and then Sunday is yontif, he does not fast on that Sunday to make up for Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah is medayik that these are only days that you don't fast on mi'ikar ad-din. But he says, for example, during Nisan, Isru Chag, between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, these are days we don't fast, but they're not ikar ad-din. Not only that, but if someone fasts on a day that you're not supposed to fast other than Shabbos, the halacha is that you don't have to make up for it. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Magen Avraham brings down that you're allowed to fast since it's a Tainas Tzadikim. You're allowed to fast the Tainas Cholim, and you're even allowed to fast for the day after to make up for the Tainas Cholim. That means if Shabbos you fasted a Tainas Cholim, then he says that on Sunday, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you would be allowed to fast to make up for Shabbos. Whereas the Tosfos Shabbos is cholik on that. Further in the Ramah, V'yesh omim, mishi yoshon shenis tzoharayim v'cholm lo chalom ra. Till now we were assuming someone dreamt at night. What if someone took a nap by day and had a dream that was scary? Yesane mechatzi ha-yom at chatzi ha-laylo. He should fast from the time that he wakes up from his dream all the way till 12 hours later. V'oz yavdil, and then he should do avdola. U'b'yom rishon yesane kilu yesane kol yom ha-shabbos. He has to make up for Shabbos, even though he only fasted half day. Now, some say that if someone started fasting in the middle of Shabbos, he does not have to fast into the night, and he can make Havdalah right away. What will be the other way around? He took a nap on Erev Yontif and had a difficult dream. Comes Yontif, does he continue fasting or not? So Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that on Yontif you should not fast because of a dream you had by day. So you fast only till the end of the day and not any further. There is a daya that the only time you fast for a dream that you dreamt by day is on Shabbos, but not during the week. The Mishnah Berurah says he does not know of any source to such a shita. Somebody that dreams at night and wakes up in the middle of the night, the Shloss says he should not be eating already from then, even though the Ikar Tainas Chalom is by day. Also, what happens if someone fasted from halfway into Shabbos until Matzoy Shabbos? The halacha is that he still has to make up for it and fast the Tainas on Sunday for fasting on Shabbos, even though he already ate all the Suda Shabbos. But since he's fasting on Shabbos for part of Shabbos, L'shem Tzom, the halacha is that he'll have to make up for it the next day.